You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the big moments of the year for the theater community is Encore Michigan's annual Wild Awards for Best Performances and Productions. Well, it is time for Theater Talk as we welcome David Kiley of Encore Michigan, which covers professional theater around the state. David, you just held the 2019 Wild Awards. Which theaters rose to the top?
Well, the theater that won the most award was Theater Nova, right here in Ann Arbor, and they won four. Diane Hill, who's both a director and an actress, terrific, won for Best Actress in a Play for her role in The How and the Why, which was a very interesting two-person play. Dan Morrison won for Best Performance in a Production for Young People, and he did that for the Christmas Panto that they do every December. Last year's was The Elves and the Schumachers. David Wells won for Best Screenplay for his play, Mazel Tov, John Lennon, and that had its world premiere at Theater Nova. It was a really interesting two-person play about John Lennon and his lawyer who kept him from being deported under the Nixon administration. And then we gave them a special award. The whole cast and production of a play they did called Kill, Move, Paradise won the Council Cargill Award. Council Cargill was a legendary Michigan actor, and we've had the award now for several years since his passing. We redefined this award this year and going forward to be given to a production that does the best, we think, of tackling issues related to minority populations, people of color, and diversity and inclusion.
And then who came in after Theater Nova?
Then the Williamston Theater also, they took three awards for Best Original Production for a play called To Quiet the Quiet. And they also took Best Supporting Actress in a Play for Karen Sheridan in a play called Silent Sky, and also Best Props for Silent Sky. And then another theater I'm excited about, and we've talked about a lot over the months, the Dio Dinner Theater and Entertainment in Pinckney. They also won three. Best Actor in a Musical, and Best Set Design for their production of Hunchback of Notre Dame. Steve DeBruin won for Best Actor. Matt Tomich, his partner, won for the Best Set Design. And also Elizabeth Jaffe won Best Actress in a Musical for the Dio's production of a really interesting musical called Wild Party.
And I know you wanted to put the spotlight on Hope Summer Repertory Theater in Holland, and goodness, they've been around for 48 seasons.
Yeah, we don't talk too much about Hope Summer Rep, but yes, been around a long time. They're a terrific theater. They're a summer company, of course, as their title indicates. And they won for Best One-Person Production for a play called The Iliad. They won Best Supporting Actor in a Musical to Marcus Martin for his role in The Wiz. He played the lion. And Best Choreography for The Wiz, too. They just do a terrific job. They have wonderful artists at Home Summer Rep for all the productions they do in the summer.
So let's give us the winner of the Best Play Drama.
So the Best Play for a Drama went to Detroit Public Theater's production of The Beauty Queen of Lenan, which I reviewed, and it is, and you and I talked about it when
yeah,
it came out.
It was great.
You saw it.
It was
a perfect
great
Irish play. Wonderful job. And the Best Play for a Comedy went to Noises Off at the Barn Theater out in Augusta. As you know, Noises Off is just one of a, it's a perennial comedy that theaters love to do, both professional and community, because it's so funny and so popular, and they just killed it.
You seem to kind of feel, David Kiley, that Michigan's in sort of a golden age of small theaters, and I think the fact that you had over 210 openings to review and evaluate, that says a whole lot about how much theaters are putting out.
Cynthia, I can't speak enough about the small theaters. So many people just, you know, kind of think of the Fisher and the Detroit Opera House, but and the Purple Rose, because it's kind of famous. But there's all these theaters popping up and they're doing amazing work.
Absolutely. Now, we're reaching the end of the summer, but there are still a couple productions that you wanted to remind us that we could still catch.
That's right. Last time we were on, we talked to Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, playing both at the Mason Street Warehouse and the Dio in Pinckney. Well, now we've had a chance to review them, and I can confirm my suspicions that they are both terrific productions, terrifically funny. The Saugatuck production in Mason Street runs through Labor Day weekend. The Dio's production, though, runs into early October, so plenty of time to see that.
And then you want to wind up in Marine City.
Yeah, a classic play that we know a lot about, Driving Miss Daisy, that opens this weekend at the Snug Theater in Marine City. This is a play, and of course it became a movie, about race relations and aging. And it's a lovely love story of friendship between an African-American man and a Southern Jewish woman. It stars Connie Cowper and Orson Wingo and Dale Dobson. And I have to say, I call them out because they are three of the most terrific actors we have in Michigan. So they were very lucky to get them all up in Marine City.
We can get details on all the winners of the 2019 Wild Awards and productions all over the state. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks much, Cynthia.